everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Bob Dio. Bob, how'd your weekend? Good? Give me a thumbs up, buddy. There you go. Big thumbs up from Bob Dio, my producer and engineer. And if you were outdoors like I was, this has got to be in North America the best place to be. As I was walking around, was it like over at Himmel Park? So nice. So, you know, get
you
a little
down to Hippie Hill.
Oh, yeah, kind of brings back memories from my day. My first time here at in Tucson in the 60s, used to hang out around Himmel. That was Bruce Ash. We'll hear from him in a minute. We do welcome you, all of us around the table, Bruce Ash, Don Jorgensen, Bill Buckmaster, Bob on the other side of the glass. We welcome you to the program on this Monday, January 28th, 2019. You're listening to AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We've got our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. And of course, there's 24/7 listening live at kvoi.com. All of our podcasts are available for you anytime at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number, if you'd like to join in during the Monday political face-off, 2790-2040. The Monday face-off is presented by our friends Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I'll be bringing some more work over for Moe if you're listening. The never-ending Buckmaster Art Gallery, it seems like, just keeps expanding. There's no more place to put anything on the walls, but I keep going. Moe's Gallery, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom-framed mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Bruce Ash is here. Mr. Ash in his fourth term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Bruce, how are you?
I'm just dandy, thank you.
And I'm not alone, right, in the gathering things to take to Moe's?
Well, you know,
I know you've always got a
actually, I thought with some of our recent acquisitions, I might end up having to go to Moe, but the artists that we bought at the Mountain Oyster Club art show did such great jobs on all their pieces. I think I'm probably not going anytime soon, but
okay.
There'll be other things I end up getting.
There will be.
Yeah.
Don Jorgensen is here. Dr. Jorgensen, our friend, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. And Don, you and your lovely wife were so busy. I think you were at one of our great sponsors, Fox Tucson Theater. I think you were at you might as well actually have taken a sleeping bag.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You were there for
3 out of the last 4 nights. And
wow.
I would have done 4, but that would have been overkill and my wife would have dragged me away.
And you like the shows?
Yeah, we saw Kris Kristofferson, my wife's favorite.
Right.
She immediately went home and pulled out her old albums that she had collected. He's still kicking. Amazing. Yep. At 82.
And, oh, my gosh.
I mean, he took like a breath between each song and kept going. So
then,
he's still standing.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Yep. And if we sang it here,
Don
it would
McLean?
Take the whole
yeah,
half.
Oh,
it was
really?
Don McLean
oh, yeah.
and Al Stewart. And it was just Al
You're
Stewart.
You're the cat. I love
and
it.
And another guitarist.
Oh, my.
Just the two of them. And it was fantastic.
Oh, You're the Cat.
And both of those were my second favorites compared to last night. Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall sound as great as ever, both of them.
Man.
Incredible musicians behind them, great stories, and just tremendous music. So,
I saw Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66 with Lonnie Hall, and I don't remember the other lady's name in the group, but saw them twice, actually. One time, the best show was up at that revolving, up in Phoenix, Celebrity Theater.
Yeah, Celebrity Theater.
Sure. Celebrity Theater.
Yeah. Good remember.
And they would just, you know, it was neat because it wasn't a bad seat in the house. They just keep moving the stage around. But, oh, man, Brazil 66 doing Fool on the Hill. And the Look of Love. But those were included in a medley you were telling me.
Right.
That
my only
helped.
Disappointment is she didn't sing them in full because the voice is still there, just incredible. And Again, the Fox is really just stepping up more and more each year, and this year they're off to an incredible start.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, the Fox. All right, it is the political face-off. It is not a music show, although I could, Bob saying, I could talk about music the whole time. The Arizona Republican Party had their statewide event this weekend, and the Democrats had the statewide event, right, Don?
That's right.
So we're going to talk about the new leadership. Well, not new on the Dem side, right?
No, we stuck with quality and competence with Felicia Rodolini.
It
was easily reelected as our head of the Arizona Democratic Party.
All right. And on the Republican side, Arizona Republicans replaced the incumbent state party chairman, Jonathan Lines, with twice unsuccessful U.S. Senate candidate Kelly Ward. Are you happy with that decision, Bruce?
Look, I am in support of Dr. Ward as chairman. She won that election, and she ran a very good campaign. You know, there's a big difference between being a candidate for public office and being a state party chairman. Based upon my conversations with Kelly and her team, she's off to the right kind of start that we need. She definitely brings enthusiasm and grassroots activism to her position, and will be bringing also now RNC support and support with some of the grassroots experts and you know, leaders in the state, putting the party together for a 2020 run.
Can she bring your party together?
Yeah, I think so.
The so-called McCain wing.
Look, we want to win in 2020.
Okay.
That's the bottom line.
Okay.
And you don't win. She knows it. I think everybody in the room knew it on Saturday, and that is our watchword going forth. You know, we either going to hang together or we all hang separately in 20. So, you know, our job, and you know, it's never easy. Politics isn't beanbag, as Jack Valenti, that great Republican, said once. Don knows he was a Democrat. I worked for Lyndon Johnson. But, you know, it's about building coalitions. And I think that's probably going to be the most important thing in the upcoming roughly 2 years.
What do you think of that appointment from the other side of the aisle, Don?
Well, I agree with Meghan McCain, who said it was a great victory for the Democrats when Kelly Ward won. It will be interesting to see how she can build a coalition out of such a divisive party there. And as Bruce said, it's running for public office. People say a lot of things, but what she is remembered for are really her kind of attacks on John McCain's character and on him, kind of trying to jump in. I think she also called Martha McSally a vulture when she started running. So a lot of bad blood there that had been spilled, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, as well as whether she succeeds in yanking the Arizona Republican Party farther to the right and away from the mainstream issues that Arizonans care about.
Well, I think we're right, as it is. And I wouldn't expect anything else coming from Meghan McCain. Look, there have been some, you know, things said about Senator McCain, not just by Dr. Ward, but by plenty of other people in the state. And as I told everybody on Saturday, John McCain is no longer with us. This is not the party of John McCain in Arizona, and it's time for everybody to move forward. And the support that she received in this election was significant. She really ended up beating Lines. Effectively, she ended up beating him more than her vote count, because there was a third guy that got into the race at the last minute. You know, a guy on the right, a conservative guy from up in Northeast Arizona, Doyle Shamley. And those votes for Doyle would have been Kelly votes under any other circumstance. She would have won this election by more than 100 votes had she you know, had she been running one-on-one. And at the end of the day, you know, she won this election. She has vowed to unite people, and the congressional leadership is with her. I believe the governor is with her, and we're moving forward. Probably the most important thing, she has Ronna McDaniel's support as well as the President of the United States.
Can we take a quick call, Bruce? There's someone wants to talk to you, and I believe his name is Ralph. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hi, Ralph.
Good afternoon, Bruce. I was calling simply to ask what an average grassroots Republican Party supporter can do to help Kelly Ward get off to the best start she possibly can, and I'll hang up and listen.
Sure. Great question, Ralph, and there's a lot of people asking that same question that I've heard from over the weekend, too. Kelly is going to depend upon people who go into their county party here in Pima County, talk to David Eppenheimer, and volunteer to become a precinct committeeman, volunteer to walk neighborhoods and participate in things like the county fair and different events around Pima County to register voters. These are the things that we'll be doing over the next 2 years to build up our base.
All right. We'll be talking about President Trump, of course. That's going to be coming up. And what's going to happen now? Will there be another shutdown? Will there be an emergency declaration? That we will save for the second segment of the Buckmaster Show and the Monday Political Face-Off. But right now, I want to talk about a Danish bakery good, Don Jorgensen.
Well, as a matter of fact, we had breakfast there yesterday.
Talk to me.
At our favorite
bakery. Steve is listening. Go ahead. How did it go?
Mona's Danish Bakery.
Yes.
Up at Swan and Sunrise. My goal now is to try every item in the case.
Wow.
Yesterday morning, I had a wonderful cinnamon roll.
Ooh.
And just enjoyed
it. One of the flat ones or the
one of the flat ones.
Yeah, there's the flat one or the buffed.
You know, you have to be reasonable. Yeah, you know, it's moderation.
Yes.
So I just had the flat one. And
oh,
then,
man.
But later we did take a couple of brownies home, which I now believe are the best in town.
There you go.
I'm a fan.
Okay, good. Chocolate chip cookies are also great. We got to get Bruce Ash up there. I mean, it's in your neighborhood, Bruce, for goodness sakes.
I bought rolls there,
but
I haven't done the sweets. I'm trying to lose weight.
Oh, okay. Mona's Danish Bakery, Northeast Corner, Swan and Sunrise. There you heard it. Some great testimonials. Go to monasdanishbakery.com or you can go to my website, buckmastershow.com. We have a link there to all of the great partners that we talk about on our program. We'll be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. Our Monday political face-off on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's located at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Go by Moe's if you want things framed the way they should be framed in a very expert way. I always like to say it's museum quality. AM 1030. Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk, and it is the Buckmaster Show. It's our Monday political face-off. Don Jorgensen seated to my left. Well, kind of my left, yeah. And Bruce Ash sort of to my right.
Center right.
Before we talk about
the studio.
About President Trump and the feeling that he caved on the wall, you did have your regional meeting, right, of the Republican National Committee, or was that a national meeting?
It's a national
meeting.
The winter meetings.
One of my favorite properties, the Hyatt Region Tamayo.
Tamaya,
just north of Albuquerque on the way to Santa Fe. And you gave a message there or what? Or no, you gave the message at the state meeting.
Well, it was actually an important meeting for us. We elected our new officers. Ronna McDaniel was reelected. We elected Tommy Hicks from Texas. Tommy's been very active as a fundraiser, raised over $75 million for an outside organization called America First, and has been a part of many, many different campaigns. Ron Kaufman was named treasurer. Ron's been with the RNC since Lincoln was at the head of the party. And a very lovely lady from Alabama, Vicki Drummond, was elected our secretary. Probably the biggest thing that we did over the week was, besides the elections, was to vote a resolution of support for the president. And in fact, yesterday, the president tweeted that he appreciated the resolution. And I, along with my colleague Carolyn McClarty of Oklahoma and Solomon Yu of Oregon, were the authors of that resolution. It had 90 co-sponsors. It takes 10 states with 2 members each state to get a resolution passed directly through to General Session. We had 26 states, many of them with all 3 of our members in support of this. It was a very, very conclusive victory for the president and you know, bolsters his support on the RNC.
Well, I'm sure he could use a little bolstering right now, Don.
Kind of reminds me of all the soldiers who stuck with General Custer all the way to the end.
No, it's not, Don. That's a smart-ass thing to say.
Well, it is.
That's really very disrespectful.
Well, facts are facts. And
commenting that soldiers killed by Indians in a battle versus this, that's a disgraceful thing to say.
I don't appreciate that, but
it's a disgraceful thing to say.
I know
you
also want to distract from the fact that Trump failed and did an incredible amount of damage. So I can get just as angry about the paychecks that were missed by hundreds of thousands of federal workers, by hundreds of thousands of Americans who support federal workers, from Coast Guardsmen, from FBI, all for posturing, where nothing was done. It's estimated now that the U.S. economy lost at least $6 billion, if not more, as a result of an absolutely needless shutdown, simply because Donald Trump wanted to play to his base and not put the American people first. And what are we hearing today? That he's still on the same path of failure. And what we know, and it's good that at least the Republicans are clear, that they're sticking right with him on the same path to failure. So our only hope is that the Republic can and will survive to 2020 to get back on the right path, because clearly the damage has been just stunning to the American people, to the government, again, to our reputation among the world and support from and with our allies. And I could go on. I know time is short, but they just demonstrated how completely out of touch they are with the needs of the Republic.
Well, listeners, Don Jorgensen just gave you the Democratic talking points. Nothing too original there. He read them right off of a sheet of paper that he brought with him.
And it's a list of facts, actually, in front of me.
The fact of the matter is all the federal employees and the contractors are being paid. Nobody lost a paycheck during the shutdown.
Bruce, I'm sorry. The contractors are not being paid.
They're going to be paid for all of the work that they do.
There's no guarantee of that. There's no bill in place about that right now.
All of them will be paid.
Let's stick with the facts.
All of them will be paid. And you know that. At the end of the day, the security of the United States will be enhanced by the wall that we will build, and the additional judges and the adjudication processes, the additional Border Patrol agents, as well as additional ICE agents. Democrats have consistently preached as well as voted for a double wall at the border, and at the end of the day, we'll have that wall built. We will also have the end of, hopefully, this very, very horrible humanitarian situation at the border, where so many people have come to the border with children and with infirmed. The deaths and the damage to families is just, it's too hard to mount what that is. And the Democrats want to say that this was on the president's shoulders. All they had to do was say yes to this. They have voted for border protection in the past. This was merely a way to say that they hit Donald Trump on the head and they knocked him out.
Well, they said yes.
They didn't.
In December.
I'm not finished. They did not deliver the knockout punch. We will have more on this, and one way or another, this will be built, and the American public will be safer and more secure as a result.
Well, is one way or another a national declaration? Is that what's going to come out of this, a national emergency declaration?
Well, that's still Trump's argument. But again, to not look at the fact that Trump and the Republicans had 2 years to deal with what they call a humanitarian crisis and did nothing except separate families at the border. Democrats have pushed again and again and have passed multiple bills for border security. They had an agreement with this president on December 19th for passing a bill that kept the government open and dealt with border security. And so I think you can excuse the Democrats if they're a bit wary of dealing with a president who reneges on deals that are done. Now, getting back to the border, Democrats again are pushing and working towards realistic border security that is dealing with barriers where they are needed, not technology where it is needed, not just a concrete wall across the country, which is nonsense. But what Democrats are dealing with and the Republicans are not are actually addressing this humanitarian crisis that the Republicans like to holler about, and putting workers down there, putting judges down there, dealing with the requests that are legal requests for asylum on the border, and not just putting children in cages and creating orphans and separating families that come into the U.S. It's just unconscionable, and it's continuing. And what we're seeing now is the Republicans have no other plan, and the Democrats do. And I think that's becoming more and more evident. Our hope now is that there is a bipartisan committee in Congress to deal with this issue, to come up with a bill that funds the government beyond just 3 weeks, and deals with the issue of border security in a real way, and not with this Trump fantasy of a wall. You know, I built a wall over this weekend at our home, and son of a gun, a ladder can still get you over the top of it, and tunnels can get you underneath. That is not a solution.
Is the filibuster done, Don? Look, everybody on the Democratic side wants to say that, well, the Republicans controlled Congress the last 2 years. They should have been able to get this funded. The fact of the matter is, Don, it's an inconvenient truth. You still need 60 votes in the Senate to get any bill for funding passed. And it didn't happen. You're correct. It was done. It couldn't be done because there weren't the votes on the Democrat side. The Democrats want to do anything they possibly can to deny the president and the American people the sovereignty and the security that we all deserve and need to protect our country.
Bill.
Well, your last president talked about it. Joe Biden's talked about it. Nancy Pelosi's talked
and
about
Obama,
it. And now when it comes time to the wall actually being built, none of them want to build the
yes,
wall.
Yes, they talked about it, and they produced bills, and the Republicans blocked it every time when Obama brought it forward.
That's going to do it for the Monday Political Face-Off. Don Jorgensen, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Bruce Ash, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you,
Bill.
All right. The Monday Political Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Please stop by Moe. He and his family do just a great job when it comes to custom frame mirrors. I've got a couple of their custom frame mirrors in our bathrooms. And these got the picture framing, the hanging services, hanging systems, all taken care of at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hansen, and we are excited to announce that our annual travel showcase has a new location, new presentations, and exciting new offers. Sunday, February 24th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton El Conquistador, we'll have over 40 travel representatives offering a presentation and your chance to learn about where they go, who they are, and their exciting offers. I will also be presenting an unfiltered look at travel topics, so you do not want to miss the 2019 Travel Showcase from Bon Voyage.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Earlier, we were talking about Al Stewart and Year of the Cat. Bring up a little bit. Do you have a little more of that, Bob? Let's hear a little more of that. Year of the Cat. Oh, yeah. But anyway, Mr. Stewart was at Fox Tucson Theater. Don Jorgensen was just saying what a great show he put on. Boy, that must have been great to see him perform that. I've always loved that song. Buckmaster on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We are here live with you during the noon hour, Monday through Friday, and hope you're joining us as often as you can. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by one of our great sponsors. I am so delighted that these partners have been with us for so long, like Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River and just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. 13-acre site, now home to Zocalo. Do you remember Zocalo used to be over by Country Club and Broadway at all? For years, had all that great merchandise. That great merchandise is over at Green Things. All that handcrafted material from Mexico, Guatemala, all over Latin America, and some great European items as well. Come tour the five shops at Zocalo Village at Green Things. Let's welcome now Pima County Justice of the Peace, former Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll. Judge Carroll, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Bill. It's great to be in your new studio.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. Been here now almost 2 weeks. Shortly after you took over and were appointed by the Board of Supervisors, that would have been a year ago last October, we asked you to come on the program, talk about how it's going, and now you have been elected this past November to a four-year term as Justice of the Peace. I think there are a lot of people that have no clue what a Justice of the Peace does. Do you find that when you tell people, hey, I'm a Justice of the Peace, they say, well, can you marry me or what?
Well, very often that's the number one thing they know a Justice of the Peace often does. We do weddings every day, but at the same time, we do everything from civil traffic and criminal traffic misdemeanors. Those can be all the way to DUIs and multiple offenders. Of DUIs often come through the court on their second or third offense. The other criminal items that we obviously do are domestic violence charges. We do a lot of disorderly conduct. We do everything from shoplifting there down to the bottom being just your run-of-the-mill theft and problems around town that people often run into.
Are there jury trials?
Yes, we have jury trials. Most people, if they're going to go to jury trial, are going to have an attorney, and that attorney is going to be able to help with the defense of that defendant, and often they shoot for a jury trial to try to get the very best response from the system. Many times, jury trials, even up to the very last moment, are settled with pleas. They're called motions in limine, which will come right before the trial to try to sort this kind of entire mess out for themselves with the prosecutor, and then the judge would approve that. But jury trials go on every day in consolidated and justice courts across Arizona, and mostly they're on, I will say, domestic violence and obviously DUIs and other type of traffic offenses. But you have the eligibility for a jury trial and a myriad of opportunity for jury trials of all the crimes, like even shoplifting, you're eligible for a jury trial. There's about 10 things that you can have a jury trial in the state of Arizona in justice court for.
Do most people bring with them an attorney, or can one represent themselves quite easily?
Well, the people who come to lower jurisdiction courts or magistrates in the city of Tucson, they see mostly pro per defendants, or those are defendants that are representing themselves. And Bill, I stopped by Bookman's just to show an example, and it was good to be at Bookman's. We don't have one in Green Valley, so I came up a little early, and I went in and got two books, How to Represent Yourself in Civil Court Without an Attorney, and the second one was a simple law dictionary. Those two things would be all you need. By the way, I also got a little Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence, because those are the three, really, politeness.
Yes.
Just the understanding of how the court system operates. And
the way you show up in court, your demeanor, the way you're dressed, I'm sure it all matters.
I think it does to many of the staff and many of the people that work in the court, but I think also for your own self-confidence. I think it's important to show up sober and on time and well-dressed as best as you can.
Do you have some people who do show up at court on drugs or intoxicated?
Oh, positively. You know, their addiction won't stop just because they have a court date that day. We have people often coming in that smell of alcohol, and the bailiff will, you know, sometimes tip us off, or some security people that we have someone who reeks of alcohol, and we act appropriately from that point.
You mentioned the bailiff. Now, what is there security?
Well, we have a security entrance, and I just finished my security report for the year. Each person has to develop a security plan per the Supreme Court. Also, you should know that right now there's a great interest in security across the nation. You probably have seen, you know, as they say, politics and activists have become emboldened in recent years.
This is dated, by the way, the one I have in front of me just last Friday.
Oh, yeah. We had a big meeting last Friday about security. As I said, it's a very top priority for all courts across the country to make sure that we're addressing our security issues. Because, as I said, it's not just normal civil cases that we operate under. We have orders of protection where you could take away a person's family, you could take away their guns. If the Brady indicator is necessary, that means that they will have their guns taken away from them. And that's a great emotional thing. Some people love their guns more than their children. But in the end, you do have a lot of people that are going to be addressing security with no regard for respect for what we're trying to do at the court, which is serve the people. Many people are upset with the decisions that are made there, or somebody that entered the courthouse that they've been trying to intervene and get them not to go. As I say, there's a lot of contempt that goes in and out of the courthouse and for the entire judicial system. And all this judge can do is call security from the sheriff's department across the corridor. It's we have kind of a quadrangle in between three buildings. One's the county prosecutor, one's the sheriff, and one's the court.
There are deputies very close by.
Oh, yes, right in the building next door, but not inside our courthouse unless we push our security, you know, red lights. And we have, obviously, we've educated all of our employees on the security issues. We have security buttons at all desks. We also have them at the glass panels in the courtroom and as well as the front window. So the enforcement piece comes from local law enforcement, but they're really, I think, the important part of the observation and the alert and the awareness comes from the staff. And that's why we do heavy training for our new employees, so they certainly understand how to get the security alert at the right time if it's necessary, because we have had, as you probably recall, Bill, one bomb threat and with a package, and then we've had three call-in bomb threats. And these I take very seriously because I have some very valued and excellent government employees inside my county building, It's my responsibility to take care and make sure security is tight and security is capable of protecting all the employees at all times, including defendants and other people who come into the courthouse.
We're speaking with Pima County Justice of the Peace, Ray Carroll, on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. 790-2040 is our live line number. Judge Carroll would be happy to take questions from you. There's certain things he would not be able to answer, but we'll give it a try in that regard. When we come back, what the Justice of the Peace, the entire, and how many are there, Ray Carroll, how many in Pima
County?
There's
nine in town.
Okay. What are the nine doing to reduce the jail population? This is a huge issue in Pima County. It's a costly issue incarcerating people. We'll talk to Judge Carroll about what they call the six-month challenge to reduce the number of folks in the Pima County jail. That and more as we continue on Buckmaster. Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Viro Mori, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Mori on the web at viroamori.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. Forty-eight on this Monday afternoon on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We're here every Monday through Friday, live on the radio. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just a three-hour drive from Tucson over to a beautiful portion of the southwestern United States. A good starting place is visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of many great places to stay in the area and several dozen recreation opportunities in historic Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Pima County Justice of the Peace, representing the Green Valley area, Ray Carroll is with us. We've been talking about what he actually a security plan that all nine Pima County Justice of the Peace have been before them. This actually came out just Friday. Is there a way? I know there's this challenge, Judge Carroll, to try to reduce the jail population. How can that be done?
Well, it's an important start. You've heard about prison reform across the nation now. This has been going on. A challenge grant came in from the MacArthur Foundation back in 2016. In another life, I remember when this whole effort began. It was to basically review the jail population and based on some other models across the nation, try to reduce it. I mean, we've had years when I was on the Board of Supervisors that the jail was overcrowded, and we had federal mandates to make arrangements to solve that. But in this case, they've made many efforts to reduce the jail population through maybe what we could call fair justice. And the Fair Justice for All Task Force is, I think, right in the same, I guess, vein as the MacArthur Foundation grants to reduce jail population. They also have a Fair Justice for All task force that was started by Scott Bales, Chief Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court. That recommended statutory changes in policy, as well as rules and procedures and recommendations for people who needed time to make payments or community service instead of the money they owe to the court. Those could used to, and still do in many cases, land people in jail. They're failing to pay. They're failing to meet the obligation of maybe restitution. You then get called in for an order to show cause hearing, which again, you're not supposed to be able to be imprisoned for debt. But when it comes to restitution, that's one of the times we can call defendants back in and say, you still owe $2,000 or some number on a restitution charge. But the best practices on release conditions and other things that the Fair Justice Initiative talks about is to be able to make sure that people are able to get back out through pretrial services, that they can have warrants quashed on night court or Saturday court, as you probably read and heard Pima County is doing a lot of. That's in response to this MacArthur Challenge Grant. So we're now holding these night courts, we're holding these Saturday warrant resolution courts to make sure that if you're poor and you're still working, there's not going to be a penalty that you're going to have a fail to appear warrant. You're not going to be landing in jail. And that, believe it or not, Bill, really reduces the number of people in county jails. County jails are normally for people who are not going to seek are not going to have prosecution sought for any more than a few months in jail, anything under a year in jail, actually. But I hope that's not too long of an answer, but I think Scott Bales is right. He's following the national trends on reducing jail populations because you really want people out being productive with their families, earning money, and trying to do the right thing to get back on track, restore their driver privileges, et cetera.
You have worked very hard. You are not an attorney, and that is not one of the prerequisites to be a justice of the peace, but you have, how many hours of class have you taken, do you think, since you began this job?
Well, we have to turn in a record every year of the number of hours that we take, and we're obligated. I took so many more than we're obligated for this year, but I did get 129 credits, and those hours are very important. We get 6 hours of live training per one credit. So just imagine, Bill, I've done hundreds and hundreds of hours of training. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I've tried to be a good student and practice what I've learned in court every day. And I believe that I'm getting ahead of it, although there's always lots to learn. And every year the legislature changes laws. So we have to get updates and we have to be right on top is January 1st or whenever they're new date or their expiration date comes around for laws, that we act accordingly and make sure that the defendants and the court staff especially know when the changes are and how we have to respond to those changes in process or laws, or as I've said earlier, rules and policy.
Now, felonies are not, that is not an area for the justice of the peace, is that correct?
No, felonies are not going to be handled by the justice of the peace. Those are going to be referred to Superior Court, as I've mentioned.
Mm-hmm. But if you, I know all of these misdemeanors, there's a, you could say all of them are serious, but what would you say are the most serious cases that come before you?
Well, obviously, we have many cases where people could end their lives.
Yes.
I mean, you know, drunken driving. I had a warrant the other night at 1 in the morning, which I granted. I get warrant calls at all hours. There was a 110-mile-an-hour car chase through the middle of Green Valley, Sarita, at about midnight.
In Green Valley? 100?
And the sheriff lost him, and the Sarita police, you know, that sheriff, that Sarita intercepted, the sheriff was behind. So they eventually got the defendant or the suspect, called me at 1 in the morning,
mm-hmm,
to get a warrant to search, mm-hmm, as you know, and get the vials of blood to see what was in it. They had all the signs of drug and alcohol intoxication, besides other things that he's going to probably be found of. So will, mm-hmm, I see all those cases? No, because a lot of them will have felonies attached. But I do want to say that it's an amazing facet of our government, the judicial system. I'm very happy to be there. I left the legislative branch, I think, with 20 years experience, which gave me a lot of experience on how to work with people. And what you mentioned, I'm not a lawyer, but I do understand people. And most of the people that come in front of me don't have lawyers, Bill. Mm-hmm. So they have, you know, non-attorney defendants looking at a non-attorney judge. And if I have a question, Bill, I either take a break from the bench, look it up, go out, make a phone call to the administrative office of the courts, or lastly, I can wait on a decision, take it under advisement, and maybe after the case get an understanding from another judge. Vince Roberts, administrative judge up there, is always helpful to me, as well as other judges, and they answer. I get the good, you know, answers that I need exactly for that defendant, and then I proceed. So it's been very helpful for me to have resources. I also have victim advocates that come into the court. They do a fabulous job. They come from Barbara LaWall's office. We work with the prosecutor who comes from Barbara LaWall's office. And lastly, I want to give a shout out to the great Sheriff's Auxiliary Volunteers who act as our bailiffs and Green Valley Court, unlike all the consolidated.
So the bailiffs are all volunteers?
They're senior citizens who are members of the Auxiliary Volunteers. The Sheriff's Auxiliary Volunteers, they also have dozens and hundreds of hours, depending on how long they've been doing it. But the Sheriff's Auxiliary Volunteers bailiff program has been existing for decades down in Green Valley. And I find it to be great to hang around with these seniors who have had so much life experience. And some are lawyers, some are military career people, and others are just people who had an interest in the law at some point in their life, and they wanted to do that as their encore volunteer opportunity, and I welcome that. Really enjoy knowing them and having a good time with them at court.
If someone, if a fine, you say somebody owes such and such amount of money, and they say, there's no way, I'm broke, I can't afford it, I mean, do they get thrown in, like, debtor's jail or sent over to the the county jail? How does that work? What if they say they can't afford to pay a fine?
Well, I'm really glad, because there are recommendations right in all of our jurisdiction handbooks to talk about people who need time payments. They can do community service in lieu of payment at all. We get
credit
$10
cards?
An hour. $10 an hour to pay your bills if you want to do it in community service. No, we don't recommend they go out and get a payday loan to pay their criminal or civil traffic fines or any other fines or penalties that the court imposes on them. But we do ask them, you know, what are the best practices on the courts? It's to not let people be imprisoned because they're poor, but to say, look, the restitution has to come in. If somebody has been damaged in a crime, their per the law, eligible for restitution. And the most important thing there is that, you know, if you're a victim of a crime, you're advised that you have rights just like the defendant. And that's important for the victims to always know that they will have a right to restitution if they've been harmed or anything stolen or their property damaged because of a crime. So it's except for restitution, most everything can be worked off through either community service, and there are some hardship reductions, truly, Bill, if there are some very hardship cases where a defendant has no possible way of spending a dime on a fine, they won't be imprisoned. There'll be some way to work it out.
Pima County Justice of the Peace, good catching up with you, Judge Carroll. Thank you for coming in.
It's great to be here, Bill. I'm looking forward to seeing you again in the near future.
Thank you very much. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Steve Rivera, Eye on the Ball. Coming up next on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. My name is Bill Buckmaster, the name of the show. It's easy. My last name, Bob Dio. Also wishing everybody a really nice afternoon and a great evening. See you tomorrow.